Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Center Studios. This is News Radio 930 WBEN. Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo Public Works Commissioner Mike Finn updated reporters on snow removal efforts in the city.
Crews are out citywide, making progress in all corners of the city in our cleanup effort from the storm. I gave an update this morning. There's another 3 to 4 inches overnight, and there's even beyond from when I spoke this morning. There's a couple more inches that we got across the city early this morning. There's been some lingering, very light snow, but for the most part, it seems like the snow's past us.
Finn says illegally parked cars slow down the progress, and parking enforcement workers are working in advance of plow crews to get those who are parked illegally to move their cars before they are ticketed and towed. Town of Marilla Supervisor Earl Gingrich Jr. says his town is in an exploratory phase of potentially seceding from Erie County to joining Wyoming County. Here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
Is it possible for municipalities to secede from a county and join a neighboring county? Well, that's what a small number of towns in Erie County are investigating, as municipalities like the town of Marilla are looking into the possibility of joining Wyoming County if they were to go through the process of secession. Marilla Town Supervisor Earl Gingrich Jr. has openly spoke out against actions made by Erie County in the past, and though he doubts there is any likelihood of secession actually taking place, Gingrich is hoping if there is enough of an uproar from other municipalities and the people of those communities, it may lead to more beneficial methods of governing for rural communities across Erie County.
Maybe county government will sit down, or the people of this county will sit down and come up and say, you know, this isn't working right. We got to sit down and try to figure this out. And maybe the answer is to go back to a board of supervisors where you have a weighted vote, and then the towns would actually have a voice there and would have to be listened to.
Read more from Gingrich and what discussions the town of Marilla is having with regards to secession by heading over to our website, WBEN.com. I'm Brayton Wilson for WBEN.com News.
A jury has convicted a town of Tonawanda man in connection with the strangulation death of his wife. Jurors deliberated just 1 hour after a 3.5-day trial. Jose Ruiz Jr. faces 25 years to life after being found guilty of murder by strangling his wife, 59-year-old Mavila Ruiz, by his own hands following an argument inside their Tillotson Place home in 2019. A jury has convicted a Buffalo man of murder. 43-year-old Clarence Lamont Bryant faces 25 years to life for fatally shooting his ex-girlfriend, 23-year-old Akita Holloman, with an illegal gun in the vicinity of Prospect and Maryland in 2019. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Attention medical assistants and CNAs. Patient First is currently accepting applications. Patient First offers competitive salary, excellent benefits, and an exciting, friendly work environment. Founded by a physician in 1981, Patient First invests in its employees with continuing education, paid time off, 401k, health insurance, and more. If you have the heart, skills, and knowledge to truly put the patient first, apply online today. PatientFirst.com, an equal opportunity employer.
We're getting back to travel again, and we really missed you. But while you were gone, we made some major improvements. The award-winning Buffalo Niagara International Airport has upgraded with new spaces for arriving passengers and a bigger and better baggage claim area. And we kept all the things you already love. Low-cost carriers, nonstop destinations all over the U.S. and the Caribbean, now with new flights to Cancun. See how great your airport experience can be. Visit BuffaloAirport.com today.
Every day there's more information.
Doctors starting to see more children and teens.
That affects you and
this
your family.
Coronavirus Daily.
Coronavirus Daily. Keeping you up to date on the rapidly changing COVID-19 crisis.
Every day you'll hear from the experts.
In with Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Many people in this country are fatigued.
Doctors in the field.
Dr. Gigi Granville is a immunologist.
One podcast with all the information you need. Coronavirus Daily.
Find this Odyssey original podcast and others on Odyssey.com and the Odyssey.com app. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. And be sure to hit the subscribe button.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for a few flurries or a snow shower around to start the day for most. Otherwise, a very cold Saturday ahead with clouds and breaks of sun. High 17, few snow showers could linger through the day in ski country. Frigid tonight will drop to 3 well inland, 8 in the city. Then both tomorrow, Monday, a warm-up. Clouds and breaks of sun above freezing. High 34 tomorrow, 35 on Monday. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Bill Degger.
Thanks, Bill. It is mostly sunny, 11 degrees in Buffalo.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. And lots going on around these parts. Let's see, I got to tell you about the premiere of Season 5 of Hammer Time TV. That's next weekend. It'll actually be next Saturday instead of Sunday because of the Olympics. So noon next Saturday is the premiere of Season 5 on Channel 2 of Hammer Time TV. So be sure to tune in for that. Also, coming up is the Hamburg Home Show. The home show coming up in the event center in Hamburg at the fairgrounds. And that'll be coming up, the 17th of February. The 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th of February is the return of the Western New York Home and Outdoor Living Show after a couple years off, or a year. I guess we missed last year only with that one. We did get that one in 2020. It was the downtown show that we got cut in half because of COVID. And then lastly, before we get into our topic today, I need to tell you about some classes we've added in our cooking school, the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. We've added a class in March on the 21st, Specialty Pizzas and Bread Workshop. Learn how to make classic Roman pizza from Chef Jerry, who studied the technique in Italy, as well as his delicious house-made bread that he serves at his restaurant, Cipollina. That's the 21st of March. We also added the 25th of April, the Unpastas. This is a repeat. Risotto, polenta, gnocchi, traditional dishes that will give new meaning to comfort food. Those have been added. And then the next round of classes starts in July. July 11th, A Night in Naples. August 8th, Tuscan Treasures. September 12th, Picante Calabria. October 10th, Magical Marche. And November 7th, Bologna a la Grassa. And December 5th, Holiday Traditions. Those all have been now posted on the website. We moved the spot on the website. It's now under services. If you go to Cortez.net and you'll see the service button, hit that and you'll see all of our services: general contracting, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, additions, small projects, basement renovations, sunrooms and awnings, backyard living, and then lastly, Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. There under services. Check it out at Cortez.net And don't delay. The classes have been selling out, and we're excited that we've added this element to create another dimension with our company, putting the heart of the kitchen into the process. Not only do we build it, we now have the cooking school to teach you how to cook. Well, you knew how to cook, but to teach you how to cook the way Jerry does. How's that? Jerry Clemente, the chef from Cipollina's Restaurant, a great Italian chef, and we're glad to have him part of our family. So how are you today? 803-0930, that's the number for you to dial. As we say good morning to a good friend, Anatoly Epanchuk, the owner of Ava Roofing. Hey, Anatoly.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good, good. Always a pleasure to have you on. And we've had a couple decent amounts of snowfall, and a lot of people wonder what happens when we have a lot of snowfall with their roofs. And that's our topic for this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. Of course, the biggest issue when we have a lot of snowfall, Anatoly, is that we see ice formations. Ice formation, usually a sign of heat loss or improper ventilation. I'm sure if you drive around today, you can identify whose house has heat loss when you see big ice formations on their roofs. And ice formation is a sign that we've got a bigger problem in our attics, isn't that right?
Yeah, so if we're dealing with ice melt on the roof, where there's two signs of a problem, either poor ventilation or not enough insulation.
Correct.
Or both.
Right. It's usually both, and this is what we're going to be talking about today. Now, if you have ice on your roof, then this is the show for you. Give us a call, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, another way to get access to the studio. It's the same, 803-0930. Any way you'd like to reach out to us, Anatoly Epanchuk, our guest, one of our Hammer Time partners, and we're glad to have him on to talk about this important subject. I think a lot of people don't really pay attention, especially they're into summer and the fall, about what's going on with their roofs unless they have a leak. Now when we have ice, we wonder, well, what's going on? And it's usually because we have heat loss, and heat loss, a very easy thing to fix with some added insulation in our attic. But again, an additional component to that you mentioned, Anatoly, is that we need to make sure we have proper ventilation. And that could be more challenging than adding insulation, because if you don't have overhangs, that it's hard to get that induction of air to keep that roof deck cold.
Yeah, so for that situation, if there's not, if you can't find a way to ventilate the attic without overhangs or a finished attic, we do have our own concept that we came up with called above ceiling ventilation. So it works very well in that situation. And it just depends on the customer if they want to pay for that kind of venting system.
So that's a simple idea that you came up with, where you're layering insulation above the roof line. So imagine your shingles are removed. We see the raw roof deck. You have no overhangs on your house. How do you ventilate? Well, furring up above the roof deck is what Anatoly has come up with here. And then adding plywood to that gives you a cavity of air that's between the old roof deck and the new.
Yes, that is correct. And that concept was approved by certain team engineers as well for the warranty, because with every roof that we vent 100%, we want to make sure there's some kind of certificate warranty that goes to the customer, gives them peace of mind on the roof. And so we have to go through that process, and they like the concept, and they've approved it.
On our show today, we're going to be talking about how you should combat ice and what you can do to minimize its formation, as well as how to prevent it altogether. Participate in the program by giving us a call at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN, and our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, again, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel north on Transit Road to the Clarence side and say buongiorno to my cumbari, Gabriel Maddalena, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there on Transit Road in Clarence. Cold today, huh, Gabe?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Welcome to Buffalo in February.
Exactly. And we're talking about ice on your roof, and it's hard not to have some ice on your roof. But I can tell you a good way to have a secure loan at your bank is to deal with Lakeshore, especially if you're talking a home equity line of credit. 2.5% fixed for 12 months with no cost whatsoever. How does the bank do it, Gabe?
You know, we continue to have this great product with the great rate and no closing cost. It's just been working out. It's a win-win for everybody. And this is what we do. This is what happens when you've been around for 133
Exactly. 133 years of putting people first, 2.5% home equity line of credit. What's happening with mortgage rates?
Mortgage rates, we still have them pretty low, but they are starting to climb.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody's thinking about refinancing or you want some cash out or if you're purchasing a house, no better time than to get in touch with me today right here in Clarence.
Okay. And, of course, Gabriel's number, 688-6114, 688-6114. Give him a call and stop in, and we'll make sure that you get the same rates that we're talking about here, right? 2.5% for 12 months with no cost on your home equity. Hey, your house is worth more. Why not take advantage of that and tap Lakeshore Savings Bank for 133 years, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
You're probably not gearing up to bench press a 24-inch snow thrower, or squat a 16-cubic foot counter-depth fridge, or curl a 28-foot extension ladder. You just want to maneuver that snow thrower with ease. Shimmy that fridge to get behind it, and hustle on that ladder to clean your gutters. You want everyday strength and conditioning. Gear up for the everyday with home fitness equipment from Pachillo's Fitness Gear on Sheridan between Sweet Home and Millersport. The home of FREE free delivery and setup on cardio equipment.
Here's some big news just in time for the Super Bowl. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, is officially live right here in New York State with mobile sports betting. It's an exciting time to be a sports fan, and DraftKings is making it even more exciting with this special offer. Not a new customer? You can experience Super Bowl 56 with same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Sign up using code WBEN, bet just $5, and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's 56-1 odds using code WBEN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full details. Must be 21 and over and physically present in New York. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Walk in, get tested. Community Testing Services offers no-cost rapid and PCR testing at 8 nearby testing sites. Visit ctestingservices.org to find one near you. Community Testing Services now providing even faster PCR results and rapid turnaround time. No insurance required and no cost for a rapid and PCR COVID test. Visit ctestingservices.org to find the location nearest you. Walk-ins are welcome for a no-cost rapid and PCR test or to schedule an appointment with Community Testing Services, visit ctestingservices.org. That's ctestingservices.org.
Odyssey celebrates Black History Month, honoring Black icons.
Denzel Washington is an actor, director, and producer who is known for outstanding screen performances. He is the second African-American actor in history to win an Academy Award for Best Actor in the film Training Day. He continues to shape the Black voice with his work, including the notable August Wilson play and Oscar-nominated film Fences.
Odyssey, celebrating Black artists, athletes, and trailblazers all month long. More on the Odyssey app.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here. Online sports betting is now live in New York, and you can make your first legal bets right now with BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers offers same-game parlays, live streaming, and a massive number of daily betting markets. Sign up now and get up to $250 in bonus cash on your first deposit. Download the BetRivers app. Go to BetRivers.com today to place your bets in New York. Must be 21. Playable in New York only. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
Scotch Neat is one of my outlets, another outlet of mine, saving money. I can satisfy both outlets at Outlet Liquor. While other wine and liquor stores do weekly ads with a few items on sale to grab you, at Outlet Liquor, you never have to wait for a sale. You always get the best prices, genuine outlet prices, every day on the wines and spirits you enjoy. So skip the sale ads, save big every day when you stock up at the place to buy a case, Outlet Liquor. Just minutes from the airport, George Urban, near Dick Road, Depew.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Need a new garage door? Well, think no farther than Gorilla Garage Gear. How about getting booked for an epoxy floor for the spring? Yep, think no farther than Gorilla Garage Gear. And lastly, how about organizing your garage? Yes, indeed, think no farther than Gorilla Garage Gear. Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Here's the number, 715-6927. 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. And discounts available to you if you just simply mention that you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio. Joe Afalo and his team will take extra special care for you. Maybe your garage door is broken during this cold winter spell. Then new garage door could be on your to-do list for today. Give them a call, 716-715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
flow. 10:20 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. It's Hammer Time Radio. My guest is Anatoly Apanchuk. Anatoly and his family make up AVA Roofing, AVA Roofing. They are a Hammer Time partner. And whenever we think of roofing, of anyone to recommend, we think of Anatoly and his family. And I do recommend that you consult them for anything you need with your roof. We've got several people that want to speak about our topic, which is roofing and ice and insulation. As we start our phone calls in Lancaster with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's got a 93 split level. She bought it 4 years ago. We've been having bad issues, so I'm up and down, up and down, up and down. So I went up there last week. All of her insulation is really well insulated, but there's no paper side, which concerned me. So as I'm lifting it, looking for the bats, it's not wet underneath, excuse me, so the ceiling is dry, you know, from the parlor and kitchen and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Then I look to the left wall as I'm looking, again, for bats, and the one part of the wall is just frosted over. I think it's right above the windows from below, so maybe the windows are bad, but that concerned me too.
Okay. So we have heat escape can occur in a lot of different ways, and now whenever we build an addition to a home, we have to actually put in air blocking to prevent that from happening. It could be just simply at the plate line where the heat is escaping up and into the attic. So some caulking up underneath the insulation where the plates intersect the ceiling joists may be a simple fix there. But another indication of frost in an attic could be an overabundance of moisture. And this could be from improper ventilation or a bath fan that's not properly vented. And that would include a bath fan, Mike, that's vented outside, but it's laying in the attic above the insulation, which means that it's going to produce heat into the attic. It needs to be under insulation to prevent that from happening. So that's a typical one.
And she does have a ceiling fan for the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's really close to where that frost.
Yeah, so if that's not insulated, or if it's not running, if it's running above the insulation, not insulated, or then covering with insulation will help. Because it's imminent, it's a heat is escaping through it, which is getting then warming that attic. And it doesn't take much to heat an attic to a point where you'll start having either the frost buildup on the inside or the melting of the snow and the formation of the ice.
What about the paper side of the insulation that's running, you know, between the rafters? Because there's no floor for the attic. You're walking on the rafters. But as they pick up the insulation, both sides are open. There's no paper side.
Yeah. That's really not as important as what we've just talked about.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck with that, Mike.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Anything you want to add to that, Anatoly?
No, just like you mentioned, the biggest common most common issue with that would be just having a bathroom vent, insulated vent to the attic.
Okay, very good. Let's move along. Several people on hold here. If you'd like to get on, then when you hear someone hang up, that's your sign. 803-0930. As we go to Cheektowaga and speak with Barb. Good morning, Barb. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm having a nasty flashback to this November 2014 storm where we had so much snow on our roof that our ceilings cracked.
Oh, boy.
And so So yesterday after I was snow blowing, I came in the house and my side door hit the light fixture as I was opening it. So I know that, the rafters are, you know, below. And then I was looking around to see if I saw any cracks, and lo and behold, the reappearance of a crack where there was one during the November storm is now back.
Mm.
So I'm starting to panic a little.
Yeah. And well, take us back to then when that happened. What repairs were done?
Okay. The first thing I did was I actually brought in a civil engineer to go up into the crawl space.
Okay.
And examine it. And he said in his report that he could not... He said that two of the rafters had cracks in them, but he couldn't determine if they were as a result of that storm or just storms over the years. The house was 40 years old at that time.
Okay.
Then I brought in a carpenter who went up into the crawl space and reinforced those two cracked rafters. And then I had a drywall person come in and fix all the cracks in the ceiling. There were living room by the basement door here and near the kitchen, where else, in the hallway by the bedrooms. He fixed everything and repaired it and painted it.
Okay, well, I think we missed something, though, Barbara. You mentioned that the rafters were repaired, but the cause of the structural movement was not repaired. The load of snow was great, but it indicated a weakness in the design of the structure that allowed it to happen. So I would have prescribed an additional collar tie reinforcement to reinforce the roof from the collapse based on the weight load. So just repairing the rafters was important, but then installing additional support was another piece that was missed.
Okay. How do I find, who do I go to for that?
Well, the engineer should have designed that for you. Did he not draw anything up to have the carpenters follow as an instruction?
I believe he took pictures of the cracked rafters. And
did you pay him a fee?
The engineer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, I would go back to him and say, I paid you a fee some time ago, and here we have less of a snow load and
right,
a reoccurrence of the problem. It sounds like the repair was not affected properly, period. And right, additional support to those rafters are essential.
Okay.
So I would go back to him and put the problem on his table, because he should have been the one to expertly design the structural support that was needed.
He did not hire the carpenter or the drywall person. I had to do that myself.
So it's a cause and effect thing. If the design wasn't done right or not at all, then the carpenter really wouldn't have had clear direction as to what to do. So just simply coming in and reinforcing a cracked rafter was fine, but it's not solving the structural load problem.
Okay. I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, my question is, how do I find someone who can do what you said that was missed?
So we can help you, but again, the essence of this is the proper structural design has to be done first.
Okay.
And then we can, you know, carpenter can, it's like a recipe and a cake. You know, you can make the cake from the recipe, you can guess and maybe get it right, but if you don't have the exact ingredients, there's a good chance the cake's not going to taste the same every time you make it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good logic, huh?
We'll be in touch.
Okay. Good luck with that, Barb.
Okay.
All right. Barbara's line now available, 803-0930. Participate in our discussion. Anatoly Epanchuk is our guest on the live line talking about your roof leaks, as we go next to Alma and say good morning to Marge. Marge, we're at your house.
Hi, Dominic. First, I want to tell you, you did a wonderful job for me after that awful November storm years ago.
Oh, okay. Great. I'm glad we were able to help you.
Oh, wonderful. But today I have a different problem, just what you're talking about on the show. I have icicles hanging all over my house, and I have a double. And years ago, when we had a change from all electric out here to gas, they put one furnace upstairs.
Oh.
Attic that heats the upstairs and one in the basement.
Yeah.
So right now today and yesterday, I have water dripping in through my upper bedroom window.
Mm.
And all night long, I switched. I put towels along the sill and kept soaking it up, taking it so it wouldn't go any further and on the floor. And I guess I don't know what to do immediately right now. Okay. I know I probably have insulation or whatever you've been talking about to do, but I don't know what to do right
now. Is it a two-story home or one-story?
Two-story.
Okay, if you have anybody available to that you could call for help that has a ladder tall enough to go up, properly mounting the ladder so it doesn't kick out on the snow and ice,
yeah.
A salt stocking will help you.
Oh.
Nylon hose filled with calcium chloride thrown on top of your ice formation will quickly help dissipate that ice and prevent that water infiltration. You have a classic scenario of heat loss and the lack of an ice shield to prevent the water infiltration. Anatoly, why don't you talk about the importance of an ice shield?
So I would add on to the recommendation to prevent the ice from going to the house. I would say you can use the salt, but also would remove some of the snow from the roof.
Yeah.
From its melting and building its way up.
I'll tell you what, why don't you hold on, because it is the bottom of the hour and it's time for us to check in with the latest from the WBN newsroom. More on this discussion after the news.
Thank you.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo Streets crews working on residential streets following the latest snowstorm. Public Works Commissioner Mike Finn asking you to obey parking regulations.
Given how much effort has to go into that, it certainly would take less time for the plow just to go down the street if everyone was already cleared. So it adds to the amount of effort that we need to put into this overall, I think would be the best way to describe it.
Hear more from Finn at WBEN.com. The towns of Marilla and Wales are considering seceding from Erie County and moving to Wyoming County. Both supervisors Earl Gingrich Jr. and Tim Howard have been outspoken about mask mandates and other Erie County pandemic restrictions. 43-year-old Clarence Lamont Bryant faces 25 years to life after a jury convicted him of fatally shooting his ex-girlfriend. Jurors determined Bryant shot his 23-year-old ex-girlfriend, Lakita Holloman, with an illegal gun in the vicinity of Prospect Avenue and Maryland Street in Buffalo as she was walking back to her vehicle after taking their child daycare in 2019. Holloman died at ECMC. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey folks, how do you increase the value of your home? You update your bathroom. It's Dominic Cortez here, and when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like the folks at Twin City Glass. Twin City Glass offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300, 694-3300. See for yourself how many options are available at their showroom in Wiltshire Park, or stop in to their auxiliary showroom at 9074 Main Street, the Come Home to Cortez showroom. We've got all of their products on display as well. Twin City Glass, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
I think if you're approaching or already in retirement and you've done a great job of saving, you don't need just a financial planner. You need a retirement specialist.
Michael Heburn, Chief Operating Officer, Level Financial Advisors.
We specialize in helping retirees generate income, pay less in taxes, and make their money last throughout retirement.
Level Financial Advisors specializes in retirement planning for high net worth individuals. Call or text now, 716-727-5047, or go online to levelfa.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
Hey, it's Sal Capaccio. When you want the best decision for your vision, it's ECVA. You'll feel confident and comfortable choosing a team of ophthalmologists who've performed thousands of cataract surgery procedures. But there's nothing better than having a doctor who you've spent time building a relationship with. The doctors at ECVA always see you before and after your procedure, so you know them and they know you. That's the ECVA difference, with four offices and optical shops in Williamsville, Orchard Park, Elmwood Village, and Niagara Falls. Visit ECVAEyeCare.com.
At Isaac, your family's safety and comfort goes beyond heating and air conditioning. We show you how heat pumps ensure a comfortable, safe home while saving money on energy bills. A home energy assessment evaluates the need for air sealing and insulation to keep your energy costs low. Ask Isaac about New York State incentives when you choose energy efficient products and services. We help you with this and so much more. Take comfort knowing Isaac provides services that improve the quality of your life. Visit IsaacHeating.com today.
Hey, it's Bowerly. You've heard me talking about my SIBO vacuum from Rosex for years. You're probably wondering, does anyone else know about SIBO? Well, chances are the answer to that question is yes. I have some pretty convincing numbers to prove it. You know that over 5,000 Western New York homes and businesses have purchased SIBO vacuums over the years. These are people who've realized the importance of quality and performance. People like me, who understand when you buy a SIBO, you get more than a vacuum. You get reliability, ease of use, better filtration, easy maintenance, and best of all, support. How many times have you had a problem with your big box vacuum only to find there aren't any answers for fixing it, except maybe buying a new one? Well, at Rosex, you buy vacuums that are built to last with service from people who are always looking out for your best interests. Stop buying junk. Buy the best from Rosex Vacuums. The Rosex Showroom, Sheridan and Sweet Home Plaza, Amherst, or McKinley, across from Monroe Muffler in Hamburg. Rosex, R-O-S-I-E-K apostrophe S. Tell them Bowerly sent you.
So I just picked out the perfect ring, and that night, my girlfriend started seeing ads for wedding dresses. I haven't even popped the question yet. Why is she seeing ads for things based on what I'm looking at online? I downloaded the DuckDuckGo app, and I stopped getting creepy ads right away.
DuckDuckGo is the easy button for privacy. With one simple download, you can search, browse, and email privately. Take back your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Hey, it's Dominic here. You know, you can close your windows, you can shut your doors, but when cold weather starts creeping in from above, well, there's only one way to fix that. Call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. With Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work, including having an expert foreman on every job to ensure that the job is done properly. Get an on-the-spot, written, free estimate and project drawing. Here's how. 343-ROOF. That's 343-7663. Or you can go online, avaroofing.com. You can schedule a day and a time and the type of quote you'd like. Avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, and we're speaking with Marge from Elma about water actually infiltrating right into her living space, the exact person we are hoping to reach today with this topic, people who have active water leaking from ice formation. And we're talking about how important it is to have ventilation, insulation, and another component, which is an ice shield. And Anatoly was starting to talk about the importance of an ice shield. Go ahead, Anatoly.
So, Barb, ice shield works kind of like a gasket. It sticks to the bottom of the roof, and so when you put the shingles over it and you put nails through around the ice shield, so in the areas like what you have an ice melt, it prevents the water from coming into the house. So when water gets behind the shingles, it usually rolls off to the edge of the roof.
So the whole issue here, Marge, is that the heat loss causes the snow to turn to ice. The refreezing is what causes the ice when the temperature drops at night. And the water will actually work its way uphill as the ice builds and builds and builds. It actually creates a dam that works water uphill. And if that ice shield is in place at least 6 feet up the roof, you're going to get that protection from water infiltrating like you're experiencing now. So you need to deal with the immediate issue, which is, as Anatoly said, removing snow from the edge of the roof to prevent the ice from forming, put an assault stacking on to minimize the ice and prevent the water infiltration, and then deal with the issues of heat loss with insulation, ventilation, and then perhaps have Anatoly come and give you an estimate to have a new roof put on with the proper ice shielding so that you don't have this problem continuing.
That sounds exactly my problem. I have just one more quick question for you. I'm an 84-year-old senior citizen, and my son, who used to help me out, has ALS. Is there anyone from either of your companies that could do the stocking with the first thing that I need immediately, and then I would hire them to do the other part as soon as you think it's a good time to do
sure.
it?
Sure. Anatoly, are you offering any kind of help with ice?
At the moment, we don't, but for you, Barbara, we'll take care of you. If you can submit your address and your information, and either tomorrow or Monday, we'll send somebody out there to help you out.
Oh, that would be great. So I call you at 688-6144?
No, though, that's the Lakeshore Savings Bank number. 343-ROOF. 343-7663.
Okay, 7663. Thank you.
Okay, dear. I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
Marge line is now available, 803-0930, as we travel next to Cheektowaga and chat with Joe. Good morning, Joe. We're at your house.
Yes. Hi, Dominic.
Hi, Joe.
I had a question. When I moved in the house, the roof was perfectly, it's brand new because I had a roofer look at it.
Okay.
What the problem was, there was a water leak in the bedroom, and it was like, there's insulation upstairs. Everything is really good. I had house insurance. Well, I don't want to go into that. But anyway, the thing is, I got a leak, and, it's now it. I had somebody come up there. This was a, experienced man that put around the chimney, he put caulking, around the chimney.
Okay.
Two pipes there. One was like for electric, and the other one was around the chimney. So I went up there and looked at it. I can't see no water coming in. So
you're getting water leaking into the living space?
It's coming in somehow. So it's got a good roof. It's got good insulation.
Do you have snow and ice on the roof?
No.
There's no icicles?
No.
Okay.
Everything is fine.
Is there a water line or anything running overhead?
No.
Okay.
It's just like a water line, on the ceiling.
Is there a bath fan that's vented to the outdoors?
A what fan?
A bathroom fan?
No. No, there is a... No, not in the bathroom.
So then maybe what it is the one of the actual vents that penetrate the roof may be a flashing issue there.
And we don't use it.
Yeah, but if there's a penetration through the roof, whether it's active or not, there's a hole through the roof that's been cut, flashed, but maybe the flashing's leaking, which is why you're seeing water.
Oh, okay. So there's something outside?
Yeah, exactly. Anatoly, when you talk about penetrations through the roof, it's a perfect opportunity for having a leak, and it may be very difficult to find.
We've had cases where sometimes something as little as a nail pop through the roof because of water coming in.
Yeah.
It's very hard to locate that leak.
Yeah. So I would suggest it's hard to do anything about this with snow on the roof, but as soon as we have a meltdown, you're going to want to get Anatoly's company out to inspect that and try to find that pinhole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Then another thing is... So I let it go, and it's got, like, it looks like it's turning, like, moldy or something a little bit. Like, there's about a 6-inch mark there.
So there's a stain on the ceiling from the water leak.
Uh-huh.
That'll be something that you can repair, but you're first going to deal with the leak. And then we can talk about fixing the ceiling. After we know the water's leak's been repaired, it may only need to have some bin applied to seal that stain in and then repaint. If there's actual degradation of the ceiling structure, we may have to cut out the damage and put in new drywall. But if it's just a stain, we can seal that in with bin.
Yeah. Well, it don't look too bad, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't say for sure.
Yeah, no, you want to get this looked at. You don't want to let this go. All right?
Oh, do you have that number, or are you going to say it?
Anatoly's number is 343-ROOF.
343-ROOF.
Yeah. Okay, Joe.
Hey,
good luck, buddy. Thanks for the call. Joe's line is now free as we travel to Clarence and say hey to Jim. Good morning, Jim. You're next.
Good morning. I have the same issue as that lady that called earlier. My house was built in 74, all electric, but I've added quite a bit of area on, so I'm like good size now, and I'm a two-story, and I have a furnace in the attic and a furnace in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
I have the same issue with the ice because it's from the heat from the furnace.
Sure. Is the ductwork running through the attic insulated?
Yes.
Because I'll tell you, to some degree, Anatoly, I'm sure you might agree with this, that no matter what, a heat system running through an attic is definitely a recipe for potential problems with ice. You get the heat loss to some degree. So super insulating that is important to prevent as much heat loss as we can. But in addition to this, Jim, with a heat system running through an attic, we need to make sure that that attic is as cold as possible. It's kind of running against the whole idea of the heat running through the attic, but the coldness in the attic will help ensure that the attic doesn't cool down enough to start this process from occurring, which is the snow melt and the ice formation and then the infiltration of water.
Well, I do have that, but there's no way you can put like insulation on the roof itself underneath?
Yes, you can. You can go to an inert form of insulation with spray foam, which might not be a bad idea for a attic that has a heat system running through it. And that is to create a capsule with the whole attic in mind. And that would be spray foam. Spray foam insulation, different than fiberglass. Spray foam is inert. It does not need ventilation. So you will create an enclosed capsule of the whole attic. Now all the vents would have to be sealed, and there would be no ventilation occurring in the attic at all.
Okay, because I did call a company up, and they said they won't insulate or blow the insulation you're talking about in that stuff because they said it could be fire hazard.
I never have heard of that.
Okay, well then I'm going to check again.
Yeah. But all the louvers, all the vents, everything would have to be sealed in order for this to work.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, so it's a totally different dynamic as far as design.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call.
Yep.
803-0930, that's the number for you to call if you have an ice problem. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Talking about ice on your roof and something that may be a little out of sight, especially during the spring, summer, and fall when you don't think you're going to have an ice problem and then you end up having one. Well, the same thing goes with your ductwork, folks. If you don't get a handle on what's going on in your ductwork, yeah, you could be breathing contaminated air. Yeah, dust mites, dust mite feces, all of that collects in your ductwork and the heat flows through it and blows it out and you breathe it in. And of course, now with our ever awareness of COVID prevention, we need to breathe as clean an air as we can. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yep, there is no doubt about it that having a thoroughly clean duct system, the fact that we can get 95% of the contamination out versus 40% with conventional systems makes a huge difference. But the game changer, as we all know, is the medical-grade air purifier. Once again, it is 40 times more efficient than HEPA. Now, everybody thinks HEPA is the gold standard. Well, not really. The medical-grade air purifier is both in portable to cover 1,200 square feet, and then the ones that put on your furnace to cover the whole house, those are the game changers when it comes to indoor air quality.
683-3000, that's the number you're going to call. And here are the extra special discounts for Hammer Time Radio listeners.
Okay, so taking it in order for the duct cleaning, depending on the size of your home, you can still save $75 to $125 for the whole house duct cleaning package with sanitizing, filter change, and Canberra sanitizing. And you can save $300 off the portable medical-grade air purifier and $450 off the whole house unit. And lastly, the high-capacity dehumidifier, you can still save $250 off that.
Great discounts, great service, great company. Got IAP? 683-3000. Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
I was hurt in a car accident. My attorney now with the Barnes firm, they got me $6 million.
My attorney got me $5 million.
My attorney got me $1.4 million.
My attorney's got me $2 million.
I'm attorney Rich Barnes. If you need help after a crash, call us. We will help get you the best result possible. Call our Buffalo office now.
The Barnes firm. Injury attorneys call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Best results don't predict future outcome. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Do you need a laundromat or just tired of your current one? Then Top Shelf Laundromat at Wash and Fold has you covered with three 24-hour locations in Williamsville, Depew, and Tonawanda. Top Shelf Laundromat is a flawlessly clean coin laundromat with home-like amenities and now offering a cashless option with the Dexter Pay app. Don't want to do it? Drop it off and have the Top Shelf Laundromat and Wash and Fold do it for you. For details, visit TopShelfLaundromat.com. Top Shelf Laundromat and Wash and Fold. Because we all deserve the best.
We're living in what the Bible refers to as perilous times. A time marked by those who are lovers of their own selves, covetous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, without natural affection, and despisers of those that are good. For many, the confusion accompanying this time has led to despair. But there is hope, and that hope is found in Jesus Christ. He is the hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again triumphantly 3 days later. The Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. How about you? By faith, you can reach up to him who with nail-pierced hands reaches down to you. Jesus said you must be born again. Are you?
Visit BibleBBC.com. That's BibleBBC.com.
Now's the time to replace your old fiberglass tub with a Karsten walk-in shower unit or tub surround from Kitchen and Bath Unlimited. Their 7 designers on staff can custom design your shower with exclusive cultured marble materials from Karsten. Let Kitchen and Bath Unlimited help you create the look you want, not the look you have to settle for. Kitchen and Bath Unlimited on Union north of Walden, celebrating over 35 years of beautiful craftsmanship.
Kitchen and Bath Unlimited.
Online at KitchenAndBathUnlimited.net. Kitchen and Bath Unlimited, where dream bathrooms begin. Call your shot for $1 million, February 12th, only at Batavia Downs. Winners are picked on select Saturdays leading up to and including on Super Roll Saturday. Qualifiers will get to roll the dice to try and win $1 million. While there, discover why Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel is the area's premier entertainment destination. Get info and directions on their Facebook or at BataviaDownsGaming.com.
Batavia Downs!
Are you experiencing cold and drafty windows during this cold spell? Well, it may be time to evaluate your windows. Yep, is this the right time to replace them? And my friends at Big L Windows and Doors can help you with that. They'll help you select the right window. They'll consult with you on their various choices within their product line. And of course, they'll arrange for the installation so that you can enjoy the quality of Marvin Windows and ThermaTru Doors from Big L Windows and Doors. They're located at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. They're right by the thruway. 895-8484 is their phone number. They're open today to help you. BigLWindows.com. Look for Bill Horbitt Sr. when you're there and ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what it's all about at Big L. Doing the right thing with their total trust guarantee. They'll take care of you as long as they can. With their total trust guarantee. It's all there at Big L Windows and Doors, BigLWindows.com. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
10:53 is the time on WBEN. We've been spending the hour speaking with Anatoly Apinchuk, the owner of Ava Roofing, and all of Ava's services for roof replacement, along with their somewhat patented process of elevating the roof structure above so that air cavity is created. So if you have a house with no overhangs, this is the solution for you. We've got a bunch of texts to get through here, Anatoly. The first is, I have a large amount of ice right over the front door area on a split-level ranch. It's the first time we've seen this happening after being in the home for 8 years. The roof was replaced in 2015. Any suggestions? Thank you. And that's from Mark. That's kind of an odd thing, right, to have ice form for the first time in their tenure and living the house. They've lived there for 8 years and they've never had ice. I would guess, Anatoly, that something must have changed in the attic to cause this heat loss and cause the ice formation.
So last time we had a problem like this was probably about 7-8 years ago. And but things do change. So if you have multiple layers of roofing, and for example, you tear off 3 layers of roofing and you're going down to 1 layer, and you're putting all the ice shield on another layer, you're making the attic more airtight. So you can make the attic a little more airtight, which would trap more heat. That so you've had the problem, but you're just trapping the heat a little better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe some more ventilation might be in order here, and I would probably suggest that the insulation levels be verified. Next question, do you recommend air sealing the attic? We talked about earlier with a caller who said they had crystallization on one area in an attic, and that may have been caused because of the lack of air sealing, but also we indicated it may have been from the improperly insulated bathroom fan that was pumping heat into the attic. Continues, do you recommend air sealing the attic in addition to adding more insulation and ventilation, or will insulation and ventilation be enough? I mean, you can't go wrong, right, Anatoly, by adding air sealing no matter what.
I would agree.
Yeah. Is it possible, the next texter writes, to add the system from the inside, or does the roof need to be torn? Okay, this is a two-parter. Our texting is kind of backwards here. Hello, love the show. Interested in Ava's double-layer vent. We have a Cape Cod with cubby attic spaces in the bedrooms. We always have an issue with ice. Is it possible to add the system from the inside, or does the roof need to be torn off?
The roof would have to be replaced.
Yeah. Without question, the whole idea here is to create an air cavity so that we are promoting airflow before the to prevent the heat loss from affecting the roof. So you're still going to have some degree of heat loss. However, the airflow will help prevent the roof substrate from getting cold enough for the ice to form.
Yeah, so this above sheeting ventilation, we specifically designed this for Cape Cod, like Tonawanda and Canmore.
Right.
Then from there, we start using them on other homes.
Talk about at the edge of the roof, Anatoly. We have the furred up roof system with plywood or particle board sheathing. At the edge of that, where the gutter mounts, is there a perforated drip edge that allows the air to come in?
Yeah, so if the house don't have any overhangs, then we would use ventilated drippage. But if you do have overhangs, but they're blocked off on the inside, We would just open on the outside, allow the air to come in from the overhangs into the cavity, and then move the air to the ridge vent. So it could work either way. But if there's no overhang, then yes, then we do use drippage.
Now, let's say we have a conventional roof with overhangs. Is this furred up system still a good idea?
If your attic is finished, insulated, or don't have any ventilation, then definitely yes.
Okay, so this will help you in a variety of different settings and beyond what a Cape Cod setting would be.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. So for anybody who has water pouring in right now, I'm sorry that you're dealing with that. A salt stocking is going to help you immediately. Pulling the snow from the edge of the roof is going to help too. Now, be careful when we're talking about doing these things, that you're working safely, the ladder's planted properly, that somebody's holding the ladder. Never, ever, ever, ever try to break ice. It could fall on you and hurt you severely. The only way you can deal with ice really is by having it heated enough where it would melt. So with that in mind, it's important that you work safely. Padding a salt stocking can help minimize the formation of ice and then therefore the infiltration of water as a result of the formation of ice. But ice shielding, at the end of the day, when all everything is repaired, ice shielding can save you from ever having to deal with water infiltration again. So it's a multifaceted issue. You know, the heat loss starts the problem, the lack of ventilation adds to the problem, the improper roofing system leads to the water infiltration. It's kind of a perfect storm, is it not, Anatoly, of all these things aligning to cause this water infiltration issue?
Yes, I agree. And it happens once in 5 to 7 years. It's not an every year issue, especially like the year like we have this year where it keeps snowing. And it's so cold outside.
Yeah.
So that melting process never ends.
You can say we're having an old-fashioned winter, and that certainly is a very typical scenario of when we have snow. Eventually, we do have the issues of ice formation as a result of that. Well, Anatoly, it's always a pleasure, and I hope your family in Ukraine is all safe.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they're doing okay there, considering the politics.
Yeah. Well, we're thinking about them, and we thank you for your spending an hour with us this Saturday morning. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Same time, same place, same station where we've been since 1989. Can you believe that? But always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.